shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer flying home early from a meeting of European leaders in Ukraine following an attack at a synagogue in the city of Manchester. Police say four people were injured after someone drove a car into a crowd, stabbed at least one man as well. It happened on Yom Kippur. The attacker shot by police. The mayor of Greater Manchester says the immediate danger appears to be over. The government is still shut down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio is in Washington.
With no end in sight to the government shutdown, the Trump administration is warning it could begin firing federal workers as soon as today. The shutdown could leave more than 750,000 federal employees furloughed and more than 2 million military service members without a paycheck.
An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Kohberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. The judge said other documents will be released. This is ABC News. The first American-born Pope asked about a Chicago Cardinal awarding Illinois Senator Dick Durbin a Lifetime Achievement Award, even though Durbin is a defender of women's reproductive rights. The Pope saying,
"Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life."
And says ABC's Victor Okendo.
In making his point, he then took aim at U.S. immigration policy.
"Someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States. I don't know if that's pro-life."
The Pope not mentioning President Trump or the administration by name, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt responded, saying this.
"This administration is trying to enforce our nation's laws in the most humane way possible."
The Trump administration announcing this week that ICE troops will be at the Super Bowl, including during Puerto Rican-born Bad Bunny's halftime show. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
On September 30th at approximately 5:41 a.m., Taylor County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a report of a two-vehicle accident in the area of State Highway 13 and Alfalfa Avenue in the township of Chelsea, in Taylor County. It was further reported that the accident involved a passenger vehicle and semi-tractor trailer, and both vehicles were on fire. Taylor County Sheriff's Office deputies, along with Taylor County First Responders, Medford Fire Department, and Taylor County Ambulance personnel were dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, a 19-year-old driver, identified as Alan M. Madison of Ashland, was removed from one of the vehicles involved, a 2010 Red Ford Fusion, which had been fully engulfed in flames. Alan Madison was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver of the other involved vehicle was provided with medical attention and had no serious injuries reported at the time. Preliminary investigation indicates that the Ford Fusion was southbound on State Highway 13 when it crossed the center line and veered into the northbound lane of traffic, causing a head-on collision with the semi-tractor-trailer unit. The collision then caused both vehicles to catch on fire. There were no other occupants in either vehicle at the time of the crash. This incident is still under investigation, and no other information will be released at this time. Thursday, October 9th at 4 p.m., it's Create a Cryptid over at the Monaco Public Library. This is part of Kids and Tweens Night, and is your chance to learn about cryptology legends such as Bigfoot, Nessie, and the Hodag. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 9th at 4 p.m. over in the program room of the Monaco Public Library. What's holding Wisconsin back from offering 12 months of postpartum care for Medicaid recipients? Lisa Hale shares what some lawmakers think.
Wisconsin is currently one of only two states in the country that does not offer 12 months postpartum care for Medicaid recipients. Fox Valley lawmakers were asked in a virtual town hall meeting how to make it happen in our state. Democratic Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh is the co-author of Assembly Bill 97, which would extend postpartum coverage from 90 days to 12 months.
This bill introduced and yet to receive even a public hearing, despite the bipartisan support and passing in the Senate. The holdup is in the majority party leadership in the Assembly, not because there's not support on this.
Democratic Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton said she does not see passage happening in the House and called out the person she holds responsible.
The way to get it to pass is to have Robin Voss resign and go on to something else and to have a different majority leader who would be willing to bring it forward. He is the sole person standing in the way of this passing. It has already passed the Senate. They have enough votes through Republicans and Democrats, and I think maybe even just Republicans on the Assembly side. He is refusing to allow it to get a hearing. He's refusing to allow it to get to the floor. He alone is the obstacle.
Republican Senator Andre Jacques of New Franken was also part of the virtual town hall. He noted that the bill has passed the Senate with bipartisan support.
I voted for it on the Senate floor in each of the past two sessions. But far be it from me to say exactly what it's going to take the Assembly to pass a bill. But I do think its best chance to pass might be in combination with some other reforms.
The virtual town hall meeting was hosted by the League of Women Voters, Appleton Fox Cities, and the League of Women Voters, Winnebago County. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
World Dairy Expo truly is Wisconsin's time to shine as America's Dairyland. It's the meeting place for the global dairy industry. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection also gets involved as it welcomes international delegates to the state to further relationships between dairy sectors. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you here on the Midwest Farm Report. We're checking in with DATCAP Secretary Randy Romanski after the break.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski tells us about the international connections made here in Wisconsin at World Dairy Expo.
We had five groups come into DATCAP yesterday from Central Asia, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Armenia. Five groups in yesterday. Morocco is going to be here this week, which is great. We actually did a trade mission to Morocco from DATCAP, and as a result of that, established some communication, some relationships, invited people here, and they're going to be here. And that's very exciting that we see that kind of turnaround. But there are always delegations here from Central and South America. Southeast Asia delegations will be coming through, all with a great way of showcasing Wisconsin dairy and making those connections for Wisconsin farmers and businesses.
Secretary Randy Romanski along with us. I've got more agribusiness news on the way.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Wisconsin really took the cake during the international Guernsey shows at World Dairy Expo. Cadence Farms Lovely was the winning six-year-old and older cow. She was named grand champion and senior champion of the international Guernsey show. Lovely belongs to Cadence Farms of New Glarus. In the international junior Guernsey show, New Glarus was in the spotlight again as natives Brittany Taylor and Layla Schuler exhibited the grand champion and intermediate champion Donnybrook Ammo Stevie, the top of the senior three-year-old cow class. From World Dairy Expo at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up, the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
98 Q Country.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Down the road.
together. I try to think about Shakespeare.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney. Oh my
God, am I okay? It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. Rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, it's hard. It's like it don't understand. We're as done as we've ever. I never felt it, love, and I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn, this hard. Damn, this hard. It's beating me black and blue. Like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem. And it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. And everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard.
Life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sun shine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows, but they won't tell. But their half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right. I've been waiting on you for a long time, fueling up on heartaches and cheap wine. I ain't heard from you in 3 damn nights. I put your picture
Rock, Sheryl Crow, 98Q Country. How you doing? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm just doing the math here. I'll get the days right. Thursday. There we go. Thursday. There's only 7 of them, so I'm bound to hit it eventually. Thursday, October 2nd, and I hope you are well. 55 is our wake-up temp. The mild weather continues, and it will continue through Sunday, and then we'll slip into more of a typical fall pattern, starting on Monday. Still really no significant rain in our forecast. If you got something that needs some water, I would probably take care of that. I mean, the growing season pretty much is over, but if you might have some outdoor plants or something outside that needs water, there you go. You should probably do that. 55 is what we're waking up to. And we're going to see overnight lows. You know, we saw some cool, even though we had daytime highs, 75, 80 earlier in the week, we were at, you know, 40, 45 in the overnight lows. Now the overnight lows will continue to be in the 50s, mid-upper 50s, right through the warm spell, right through Sunday. But then again, Monday, Tuesday, a little bit cooler, more texting to winning. I think that's how they wanted us to promote it. It's the go for the green and gold. We got 2 more days of getting you qualified. We're doing our best to get somebody that $200 every single day. Well, somebody does win it. It's a statewide civic media contest. All of our civic media stations are involved with this. And we know that every time you text us the word each hour, seven different times during the day, that's automatically an entry for the green and gold tickets for November 23rd. How cool would that be to be there? Over about a $1,550 value. Fancy schmancy seats will get you the gas card to get you there and back too. So two more days of qualifying. We'll have our first keyword coming up after 7 o'clock. We still don't know who the Brewers are going to play yet, because the Cubs and the Brewers played, our Cubs and Padres played last night. And the Padres got that one, right? I was kind of watching in and out here and there, and I kept walking by the TV, and it was still 3-0, and it was still 3-0, and it was still 3-0. I didn't miss anything. There was some runs early in that game, and that's how it finished. Was 3-0. So I felt vindicated to show just feigning interest in the game, because not much happened. So Padres win a game, the final game today. So we have one of the series that was decided, right? The Dodgers, they beat the Reds last night, so that one's over. The other three are going to the final game today. If you want some good baseball, elimination games today. 2 o'clock, Tigers and Guardians. 4 o'clock, Padres and Cubs. And then 7 o'clock, Red Sox and Yankees. So we're going to have a little overlap on the coverage on those. ABC will have the first one, so that'll be on free TV. ESPN will have the second one and the night game. All three elimination game threes, winner in, loser out. That's you don't get that hardly. I don't think we've ever in sports. Yeah, I mean, this is the equivalent of a game seven, and you got three of them back to back to back. Cleveland at home, Cubbies at home, Yankees at home. Go Red Sox. So all that today, and then after that Cubs game, and after everything's done tonight, at this time tomorrow morning, we'll know who the Brewers will play, of course, on Saturday and what time and all that stuff. It's 6:30, twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer flying home early from a meeting of European leaders in Ukraine following an attack at a synagogue in the city of Manchester. Police say four people were injured after someone drove a car into a crowd, stabbed at least one man as well. It happened on Yom Kippur. The attacker shot by police. The mayor of Greater Manchester says the immediate danger appears to be over. The government is still shut down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio is in Washington.
With no end in sight to the government shutdown, the Trump administration is warning it could begin firing federal workers as soon as today. The shutdown could leave more than 750,000 federal employees furloughed and more than 2 million military service members without a paycheck.
An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Kulberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. The judge said other documents will be released. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. October 6th through October 10th, the city of Park Falls will be flushing their water mains. You may experience low water pressure or possibly discolored water during this time period. It is best to avoid washing clothes during this time and cooking with the water as well. So please plan accordingly. Once again, October 6th through October 10th, the city of Park Falls will be performing water main flushing. You may experience low water pressure and possibly discolored water. Please plan accordingly. This is your reminder about the book sale taking place at the Phillips Public Library from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 4th, and running the entire month of October. There's going to be lots of great items rotated weekly, so don't miss out. Come early and come often. And during the book sale, there will be a box in the lobby to collect children's clothing, sizes infant to 5T for the Head Start and Early Head Start programs. Once again, beginning Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and running the entire month of October, it's the Phillips Public Library Book Sale, taking place at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Young people sometimes get a bad rap for not being interested in what's going on in the world around them. This story proves that thought wrong. Lisa Hale has more.
The American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter recently honored the Oshkosh North Communities Program as the Youth and Young Adult Heroes for 2025. Teacher Richard Lieb said their story started when the students raised almost $1,500 for the Red Cross to use to help victims of the wildfires in California.
But I think what's really cool about it is that not only did we raise money, but I think we not only started to understand what the Red Cross really does and the impact it does have, and we were able to tell that story for the Red Cross. So we had 80 kids being the megaphone of the American Red Cross.
The students of communities at Oshkosh North worked quickly to raise the money when it was needed.
I think we tried to turn this around in about a week and a half. So we pushed projects aside because it's the timeliness and we know, understand the news cycle. You know, things come and go.
Lieb added, helping the Red Cross was a good way to show how much students care and want to do good in their communities.
For organizations like the Red Cross to open their doors to young adults and just giving them a shot I just appreciate that they were able to do that. And then because I just think that our generation, everybody thinks they just stare on their phones. And just, it's our program's all about giving kids a shot. And we gave the shot, and American Red Cross gave these kids a shot, and we were able to make an impact.
The American Red Cross recognized those they called local heroes at a ceremony in August.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated, it's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we're good, but you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
98Q Country.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
98Q Country.
See nothing of you in a month. baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me,
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking fools.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out. Took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday. I bumped into you by happenstance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am. But if I whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yes, sometimes late at night on your radio.
Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
Shaking me all around, I was tuned in, going nowhere, second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt, breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down, any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you, gone head over heels. Hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. T-shirt, breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose.
Time, down, time, break down, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was just trying like to get me, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you, gone head over heels. Hey, what can I do? I got nothing to lose, yeah.
The old American Idol guy, Josh Grayson, Nothing to Lose in 98Q Country. And a good Thursday to you. I just brought up my joy in the studio here, everybody. You know, when you get up in the morning, whatever time you get up, like early people like us weirdos, or later, whatever it might be. Everybody has that thing in the morning that you do, All right. Whatever. Maybe it varies from day to day, but you have your patterns, of course. And I just moments ago realized, just before I was going to go on the air, I realized it's Thursday. And you know what Thursday means on the 98Q Morning Show. That's right. That means we turn on the TV in the studio here, and we watch the first round of a random golf tournament. Today, it's the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship. I have no idea. It's in commercial right now. But I have no idea where they're from, but I'm good with it. It's not quite as joyful right now because we have nice weather. It's October 2nd. We're going to see temperatures in the mid-70s. Well, this is somewhere in another country. Anytime they go, it looks like rolling links. It looks like fun. Anytime, we have warmer weather now, so watching golf on TV isn't quite the same as, you know, like December when there's snow outside and you're like, oh, that would be nice. But it looks like it's got the fescue. You put some fescue grass on a golf course and that looks that looks annoyingly wonderful because unless you're in it, of course. So I hope you have some joy on this Thursday. I hope your day brings you joy, whatever it may be. Homecoming week, always fun if you got kids that are involved with that or grandkids, Phillips, Shawamigan, and probably others too. So homecoming's happening. We'll have a double homecoming on Friday, Phillips and Shawamigan football. Phillips right here, Shawamigan over on Trail Mix 103.1. We still don't know who the Brewers are playing and what time they're playing. Because the Cubs and Padres can't figure out who wants to move on. 3-0 yesterday, the Padres won that one. So they're going to do it all again today. We have three elimination games today. And then we'll determine on, Saturday. Have they set any times for Saturday's games yet? No times. They did put the Dodger-Phillies game. It looks like that's probably going to be the late game at night. It's kind of looking like the way they have the game slotted in there that the Brewers probably are going to have a mid-afternoon game, but I have no idea. We do know where it's going to be. So if you want to watch the Brewer game on Saturday, you're going to have TBS. That's a cable satellite thing. That's a channel. And it's also on HBO Max. It's on both of those. So you're not going to be able to flip on the free TV. Does anybody have that anymore? The rabbit ears? I don't know if those even come in anymore. So TBS, HBO Max, if you want to watch the Brewers. We've got them at always, of course, for free right here with your Brewer announcers. Brewer baseball right through game 4 of the World Series when the Brewers wrap it up right here. Got to be optimistic. Some words of wisdom for this Thursday edition. Let's take a moment right now to focus on the family.
Nobody's perfect. Ask anyone who's ever played baseball. Hitting is difficult. Most of us aren't good enough to play the game. Even the best to ever do it fail more often than they succeed. Like Josh Gibson, who played in the 1930s and 40s. He holds the record over Ty Cobb for the highest career batting average in history at .371. For the sport, that's a remarkable average, but it still means that he failed to reach first base 60% of the time. Tennis champion Roger Federer is another example. He's one of the greatest players in history, winning nearly 80% of his matches. But in those matches, he only won 54% of the points. A Hall of Fame career for sure, yet he lost almost half of the points he played. A successful life isn't about perfection. It's about moving forward even in the wake of failure. No matter how bad or good your last shot was, you have to keep trying and play the next shot to the best of your ability. Big goals are achieved one small accomplishment at a time. You write a book one word at a time. You stay sober one day at a time. You restore a broken marriage one counseling session at a time. Regardless of whether your last shot belongs on a highlight reel or a blooper reel, keep moving forward. Keep your focus and pursue what's true, good, and right. Make your next shot count. For more to help you thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
98Q Country.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayers. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone, said I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you,
But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light.
In the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
A little bit of dust, a little bit of smoke, baller in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. On, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around, waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights, that was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights.